Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by JB and Domi. Guys, it's been a while. What do you think about the playoff field finally being revealed? We can spend the next 2 hours talking about it. Doesn't that sound like a good time?
Yeah, that's all we're going to talk about tonight, right?
Well, I'm happy that at least SMU did get considered over the big bad Bama. So I think they got it right, at least in that part.
I don't know about you guys, but I felt from like week 11 on of the season, the media shifted from predicting the field to sermonizing about the field. And I, especially nationally more than locally, it seemed like I had to kind of tone down what I was listening and reading because it went from, like I said, predicting, which is fun to talk about, to sermonizing. And if there is a Southern outlet or they cover SEC schools, they wanted more in, you can shift whatever conference in there. Just to me, just became unlistenable and unreadable. Obviously, the last couple of days were really bad with them forcing opinions, but thank goodness the field is out and we can get to this new playoff, which I'm excited to see. Seeing games on campus is going to be a lot of fun. If you're new to the show, we talk about all things EA Sports College Football 25. If you like the show, leave us a 5-star rating. If you don't like the show, leave us a 5-star rating and email what you don't like at podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. You'll also want to go check us out on Twitter at Gaming Tailgate. One thing we've been doing over the last few weeks, and it's building up to something bigger, we want to know your thoughts on all these different game modes. We've already asked about gameplay and Dynasty, and most recently we asked about presentation, and I don't know where this got shared at, but we blew up with over 315,000 views on this. And there's stuff still rolling in. I don't think I've seen a bad idea yet. Now, there's some ideas I don't think EA will get to or do, but overall, just the stuff the community they came out and said has been really impressive. So make sure to join in the fun there. And I do want to get to a couple quick shout-outs before we get to the game news and discussion. We did make a couple people's end-of-year reviews, which is interesting because we're not a daily show, and sometimes we're not even a weekly show. So you know that these are people that don't necessarily live on Spotify or live on their streaming service. But when they do, or when they are on it, they are listening to us. The Anomaly, we made his list. Jeff H. Cross, we made his list. So if anybody else, if we made your end-of-the-year review, we'd love to see it, and we appreciate anyone and everyone who listens to the show. The big question over the last few weeks is, when is the next game update? We'll come around and say, we don't know. EA has not said. They haven't even dropped any hints about it. We did get a ratings update on Friday, December 6th. So usually that's a good sign of something coming. Usually they come on the same day, around the same time frame. Madden had an update on Friday, so maybe college football will get one next week or two. Guys, if and or when we get another title update, and on the last show we predicted we're not going to get many more most likely, what kind of things might be in there, might you be looking for, might the community be looking for?
The obvious low-hanging fruit is obviously an update for any jerseys and uniforms, particularly the Army and Navy uniforms. I don't think those are in the game yet, so definitely those will be a big addition and, you know, maybe drop them just the Thursday before the game or something like that next week. So, but that one, you know, that's kind of the low hanging fruit. Outside of that, I have very low expectations. I can't imagine this late in the cycle that they want to make any major changes to the game, because then they'll have to spend time fixing them if something goes wrong. So at this point, I think it's just going to be tweaks, a little bit of tuning, and again, like I said, uniforms.
Yeah, I'd hopefully like to see some details updated. I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to get anything too major outside of just server-side tweaks and things like that. Like Tommy said, we're to the point of the year, especially once the new year kicks in. Less than a month from now, they are going to be pretty much full bore into 26. So I would not really expect anything newsworthy to come out from any kind of update with this game going forward.
I agree with you. I think the later we get, less likely anything big, and there's plenty of issues in the game, plenty of bugs, some that got introduced from patches or game updates. Some of the issues that are in the game have been in since launch, and I'm kind of like you guys, it's been so long now, I don't expect those to get rectified, unfortunately. Some of the things we might, like you mentioned, the Army Navy uniforms, there are so many missing uniforms. I think that's the biggest reason for hope that there will be a big title update yet. We had USC had alternates in the meantime. Oklahoma State had alternates in the meantime. West Virginia had a National Guard helmet, special. I mean, among the many that are missing in the game, there's also a lot of bowl sponsors that are missing or incorrect. I don't know if you guys have noticed that. For example, I believe it's the whatever one is up at Ford Field in Detroit. The game has it just as the Detroit Bowl, and the logo is the Ford logo. So, I mean, there's at least several, and the Camellia Bowl, I think, is now the Salute to Veterans Bowl. I might be confusing sponsors there, but I know that's not in the Salute to the Veterans Bowl is not in the game. So I wonder if we get a title update, if maybe they'll correct some of the bowls that are outdated as well.
The only issue with that is that you would also have to maybe update any commentary for the name changes or something like that. If you update the graphics and on-screen display, then you would want Reese to say the same thing.
That's true. It probably comes down to the relationship with the sponsor. Is it better to have some of it than none of it? But I understand your point. There could be confusion if commentary says one thing, but the logos are saying a different thing. We're getting to award season. I'm sure you guys have seen this at a lot of different places. Games nominated, they're soliciting votes from the public to pick game of the year, whether it be overall video game or in different categories. A couple things I think worth mentioning. First off, when the Game Awards, this is Jeff Keighley's big project, came out with their award nominations, EA Sports College Football 25 was not included under Best Sports or Racing title. I don't think that's a huge shock because historically it seems like the games always have more of an international flavor. But knowing that this game was the top selling, at least at last report, in the US, I think there was a chance it probably should have been at least nominated. I don't know about winning. I've not played enough of these other titles to tell you what's a good or great sports game. I do know I've put in a couple hundred on college football. I'm sure you guys are the same. I'm sure everyone listening is the same way. These were the five that end up getting picked: F1 24, EA Sports FC 25, NBA 2K25, Top Spin 2K25, and WWE 2K24.
Yeah, in all honesty, I've not played any of those this year, so I can't comment on are they, game of the year worthy or not. I mean, yeah, some of those I've not heard enough to say that it's worthwhile. So I may be totally off base on that.
I could spend a half hour talking about the Game Awards and how a lot of it's a sham, but just looking at it, WWE 2K this year, I'm pretty big in the games community with WWE. It was really considered a bland and not really a title that kind of kept your attention like some of the years past. It was pretty bland. Same with Top Spin. I mean, it was a it, you know, we haven't had a good tennis game in forever, but like the common thing about Top Spin was the lack of things to do in it. So I was kind of surprised that was nominated. Obviously, F1 is kind of on the rise in terms of sports, and I played a little bit of 24, not a lot to really capture my attention. I actually liked the rally, the WRC game, a lot better. And I got 25 on Black Friday for 2K25 for NBA. Obviously, I wanted to get a physical copy because my boy Jason Tatum's on the cover this year. But I haven't had a chance to dig into that yet. So, it is very, very interesting. And I am kind of surprised that college football is not on the list just because, not because that's what we talk about on the show, but because the hype surrounding it and, the overall, from the casual fan at least, it seemed to be a very positive and overall enjoyment when the game got released.
I know according to Wikipedia, and I know that's not always the most reliable, but they had it pretty sourced out when it came to the Game Awards. It sounds like a lot of the nominations come from gaming media. Are there a ton of gaming media left in the States? I know a lot of the magazines seem to have gone by the wayside. I know there are a lot of websites, but there are really a lot of gaming media that focus on sports. It almost seems like an afterthought. And I've seen others say this, and I've thought this in the past as well. It's kind of a joke that we have best sports and racing in one. That almost seems like there should be two separate. Or something. It just seems weird that that's how they categorize it on the Game Awards.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if it were now, obviously F1 is a kind of sport and racing, so it kind of, teeters the line. But if you had a game like Burnout or something that's totally, arcade-ish, then no, I don't think that should be in the same category as a regular sports game. So, yeah, I mean, honestly, if it was going to happen, this was the year it was going to happen just because it's been gone for so long, it comes back and it did a lot of good things. Now, obviously, major fans of the game will know it's not perfect, but it did do a lot of good things and drew a lot of attention to it.
Yeah, for being gone for so long, it really did seem to kind of just pick up where it left off. I mean, though we've come across some problems, we're chugging along on our online dynasties. We're in year three and having a lot of fun posting recaps and just having fun playing against each other. There was a couple of great playoff games between users in our online dynasty as well. And those kind of things, you don't really, I mean, you don't really see in these other games. And basically FC 25 is a lot of Ultimate Team. F1 is really a niche kind of sport, even though it's overtaken NASCAR in terms of popularity. But and obviously NBA 2K25 has been on top for a long time now, so I guess that isn't really a surprise that that's nominated. But yeah, it's interesting. Plus, you talk about the game, the journalism. It's like almost every day you see a layoff in those industries too. So it's like, is this who we need to trust on this? Is there a different way? Is there a fan? Is there some sort of sales and fan combination where we don't trust on the media to nominate these type of titles?
I also wondered if EA could have pushed for nominations. Think about, college football example, the schools push their Heisman candidates. They send out, the Heisman packets. Or you think about the Hollywood Awards where they do the nominations, they, for your consideration, they do their campaigns to try to get nominations. Does that go on here? I don't know. Just
Well,
wondering, I kind of wonder if it could EA have pushed, did they push for F124 or FC25 on here? I mean, how does that work? We don't, that's part I don't know. But it makes me wonder.
and detractors of the Game Awards are going to say the people that line Jeff Keighley's pockets are the ones that get the time in terms of game reveals and nominations and things like that. Though, there is a great story within the Game Awards, Game of the Year. One of my favorite games this year, Balatro. It was made by one guy, I think, if m maybe at most two people, and it's became one of the most addictive video games of the year. So it's kind of cool to see those kind of stories. But you listen to a lot of the detractors that look into some of these things, and you just kind of wonder. And then you see this list for the sports titles. It is very baffling to me that college football did not make it this year.
Feels like they very much went with the most international appeal.
Yeah.
So that makes me think that there's a little too much sway there. It does kind of bring up, we can now use hindsight as 2020. Like you guys had mentioned, one of the categories is most anticipated game. Now it's clear that College World 25 should have been nominated for that last year. That was a big, maybe they didn't understand at the time. I think we did. But then when it became, the top selling title, that's a pretty clear sign that somebody missed the boat last year. It should have been nominated for that last year. Some other categories that maybe it should have. Best score in music. It's stuff they have their own theme, from award-winning composer. I don't know if there's enough new music in it to get nominated. I couldn't help but be a little cynical when I saw some of the EA employees who were disappointed not being nominated. Were they as upset about not getting nominated for best community support? Because I think that's probably the thing with a lot of fans. They'd be like, okay, that's great, but that's the thing we've seen the last 2, 3 weeks is, all right, when's the next big title update? We need some fixes. We need some stuff coming in. I think they've done a good job with community support, at least in updating the game, but not great. And I'm gonna guess they would probably admit to that privately as well.
Yeah, the most anticipated game. I mean, that's going to be easy for this year. That's going to be GTA 6. So, that is probably going to be a runaway right there.
Now, if you do want to vote for EA Sports Club Football 25, they are up for best sports game at the PlayStation blog.
Best re-release is a category.
Yeah,
That's because there's so many remasters out there.
Yeah, yep.
it's the best sports game. There's 10 nominees. EA Sports College Football 25, since it alphabetically gets to be the top one, which always helps on voting if you're the top one listed. A lot of the similar titles we saw for the Gaming Award category as well, except you can add in now Madden, The Show, Tiebreak, and Undisputed in that as well. I did go ahead and I voted for College Football 25. I'm like you guys. And it was funny, like when the Game Awards snub came out, I was reading comments on Reddit, the community talking about it, and there was a kind of a current of, well, the games got a lot of bugs and got a lot of issues, and I don't disagree with that. I don't think anybody listening to us would disagree with that. EA probably wouldn't disagree with that, but at the same time, when I'm sure everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, but a lot of people on that Reddit have played the game for 1 to 200 plus hours, it's tough to say that it's not the best sports game of the year. I mean, it doesn't mean it's perfect, it doesn't mean it can't get better. But if you play a game that long and that much, it's pretty darn good. I mean, we have to be honest with ourselves a little bit there. What I'm kind of disappointed in with to date is that I've not caught EA pushing for people to vote for the game. I've seen for other categories and other studios have pushed people to vote here on the PlayStation blog or on the Game Awards. At least as of us recording this on December 8th, EA has not put out a call for, hey, visit the PlayStation blog and go vote for EA Sports Football 25 as best sports game. I think that's kind of disappointing. And I would think those employees who are upset you know, might want to go talk to marketing communications and say, we kind of like having the, you know, a little bit of a claim and awards. And I'm old enough to remember when a lot of companies and products, and it didn't matter if it's video games or elsewhere, they wanted to win awards because that was part of their marketing for the next year to say, we won, we were best new product or best title or best whatever. So pretty disappointing that they haven't pushed for that yet.
Yeah, the
Yeah,
Game
I mean,
Awards get such a just a they keep breaking records every year with how many viewers they get with online and all the publications that will also share out the stream and everything. And just the amount of eyes that get onto that year after year is amazing. So you're right. I mean, not pushing to try to get into something like that is kind of crazy.
and you have to think that the winners get a little bit of a bump in sales whenever that happens, just from, oh, I didn't know it was that good, let me go check it out, you know, or something like that. Now, not obviously, not the common fan is going to go buy it, but somebody who is at least, you know, half interested is going to say, okay, let's give it a shot. So yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that they haven't done any effort to this point.
Yeah, that Balatro game I was just talking about is a good example. When that got nominated for Game of the Year, it literally almost coincided with the release of the mobile game. And sales just went through the roof. It was the top selling mobile game. And then, of course, it's on every other platform with Switch and PlayStation and Xbox. And yeah, as soon as, and that was just a nomination for Game of the Year, and their sales skyrocketed.
I'd say maybe at this point, maybe EA figures they got the game for all they could. But you would think with the playoffs coming up, there'd be some sort of push. I would think that there would be a special playoff edition or some kind of sale to coincide with the playoffs. I'd be surprised. That's what makes it disappointing that they haven't yet put on social media, you know, imploring people to go vote.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
especially
the.
when it's a, you know, looking at the list here, and then look at like some of the user reviews. Now, of course, there's a lot of trolls on the EA games and things like that, but like Undisputed was not well received. That's a boxing game. I never even heard of Tiebreak, honestly. But a
I don't
lot
know
of
much
the
about it. I've heard of it, but I don't know anything about it. Whereas Top Spin, I did see more about.
yeah, Top Spin was you know, an improvement, but still they said it was quite bare bones, but an improvement. I mean, you're seeing it now for $10 on Woot through Amazon right now. I think it's just it's I you know, I just kind of wonder if the general public is just getting tired of year-to-year sports games where there's just marginal improvements too, because that's where a lot of these are lower rated, and then some of these unique titles are also lower rated too. It just seems like sports games as a whole are kind of just seem to be on a downturn, especially when you look at Madden and especially 2K kind of really getting stale by a lot of gamers' opinions.
The only thing I'll add is just that in general, EA's post-game marketing has been very poor. I mean, really, the only kind of updates I see, obviously the patches, Ultimate Team, and practically nothing else. You know, not doesn't seem to be much of an attempt to actually, you know, sell the game after its launch. It's like big push before launch, and then after that, it's like, all right, the game's out.
Yeah, you'd figure there would be like a big marketing, just let's throw some more dollars to put it on like ESPN, even though like we, you know, when we were talking about the lead up to the game, we didn't see any TV ads. Why don't you put in some TV ads during the playoffs and say you could play your own playoffs, you know, and get maybe get even more eyes on the product. But you know, it's kind of weird. I mean, they never did put anything on TV this year, did they?
Not that I ever saw.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be on TV, though. I'm saying even like Twitter, Instagram, whatever, they don't seem to be doing much effort there either. So, and that's free. I mean, you
Right.
know.
It seems like the
Yeah.
only thing they're really relying on is the preferred YouTube creators or streamers. That seems to be like the only thing they do. Like you said, Ultimate Team, the streamers. I know this weekend there's a kind of a Dropsmith event going on, but that's to get Ultimate Team cards. That's
Yeah.
so I, it very much feels like, not to interrupt JB, like their community strategy or communication strategy post releases, you know, will come down from the mountaintop and speak when we want to, and but we're not going to listen, and we're going to go right back up there when we're done. I know that's very
Yep.
30,000 feet superficial statement, but that's how I feel it is. I don't feel like the average fan on Reddit feels like their stuff's getting heard.
And
I'm
it's
sure EA is reading
baffling.
it, but there's no way to prove that. There's nothing to support that.
And it's baffling because college football and NFL ratings are through the roof. This, you know, they continuously continue to rise year after year. Now, I'm assuming because of that, probably a TV ad is going to cost a lot more than you want to spend. But at the same time, if you're going to, if it's going to in the end turn around and keep on pushing to sell more copies of the game and then get people to look forward to next year, I don't think it'd be such a bad idea.
I would expect the playoff schools maybe to do something this week or next week. Maybe you send them content to share on their social media. But I don't know that that moves a ton of copies. I see both
Right.
sides of it. TV is expensive, but I also don't know. And the EA is not the only guilty of this. But since we're talking about an EA game, they're going to get the brunt of this here. I feel like a lot of marketing has turned into let's win awards for being cutesy and funny. And I'm going to fill up my YouTube subscription feed with the game. Okay, that's fine, but is it actually maybe we want to buy it? That's two different things. And I don't, that's the example to keep in mind is when we get to the Super Bowl. And I'm sure probably even during the playoffs, I'm sure there's going to be special ad campaigns from movies or products. Yeah, we remember the funny, cutesy ads, but does it make you want to buy the stuff? And that's where a lot of what EA does and 2K and any company here, it doesn't have to be video games. There's a lot of stuff they do that when I watch it, I think, well, okay, that's entertaining. Does it make me want to buy it? And most of the time, the answer is no.
Halftime, you don't know what they're trying to sell you.
That's, I'm sure you've seen those memes, and I don't even know the original source of it, but people always joke about that there's the meme of the ad agency when the guys, they're all talking about doing this one thing, and the guy says, well, why don't we mention our product, basically, or how does this help us move the product? And the joke is, what are you talking about? What product? I very much feel that
They're
every
more worried
game.
about going viral than selling something.
Yeah, I don't think that, I don't know that that moves copies. I could be wrong. They have the numbers, they could easily probably say, no, it does, but from where I sit, and it's not just EA. It's 2K. It's cars. It's movies. I don't think a lot of stuff moves. It might make the ad agency look good, or the marketing department or communication department look good, but I don't think it moves copies. And I
Yeah, and it,
suppose
you
EA
know,
would say what we're wrong because they just moved 6.5 million copies.
EA
And,
used to be the king of commercials too.
yeah.
I mean, they used to put out great commercials and everybody'd remember the voice of it's in the game. And
Yep.
so, they used to be the king of that. And now that that you don't see any of that anymore.
I think the only idea now today behind marketing is just to get people talking about it, not necessarily even positive talk, but just talking about your product or your commercial or whatever, so that your name is at the forefront of their mind, kind of thing. And yeah, EA is obviously not trying to do that this year. I don't expect them to try to do that, but something different than what they've done so far.
We had joked before that, when they sell 6.5 million copies, everything they've done this year, hope you liked it, folks, because we're going to get it next year. And I think that applies to their marketing communications. I don't expect it to change. So hopefully everyone listening liked it because we're going to get another helping of it, come this spring. The one last awards thing before we wrap up the show here. The game also is nominated by the Sports Business Journal for Best Technology Collaboration with the Learfield and One Team Partners as a nominee for the work in getting College Football 25's NIL deal deployment. That was a pretty massive undertaking. So it'd be interesting to see. Hopefully they win. It was a pretty impressive project. The winner's not announced until March, though. So hopefully we'll be getting game news by then. Actually, we won't. But hopefully we will. But we will definitely bring a, if they win, we'll make sure to mention it on the show. Before we wrap up the show, we want to thank everyone for listening. Make sure you leave a 5-star review. If you have any feedback, email us, podcast@thegamingtailgate.com. Hit us up on Twitter @gamingtailgate. Playoff field has been revealed. All the fighting is, I don't want to say over, but at least subsiding. And now it's just, sour apples and sour grapes going on a little bit. Who are you guys rooting for to win? I'm not asking for the prediction to win because I'm sure there'll be bracketology later on. But what team or teams are you guys rooting for?
The easy one is Boise State. I mean, I'm a G5 fan of a G5 school, and obviously everyone wants the little guy to do something big. So I'm glad that they get a first round bye, so that'll be good. And then a matter of, can their running back carry them all the way to the championship game? So we'll see. Outside of Boise State, though, probably still also rooting for Oregon. I know obviously it's easy to get on the bandwagon, but they've always kind of had a soft spot for me anyway. So glad to see they're having a great year this year, and hope they take it all the way.
Yeah, even though they kicked our ass this year, I would love to see Cignetti in Indiana make a run. He's obviously a hell of a coach. He turned around, James Madison program that was going to be left out of the bowl picture, and they kind of turned heads there back when they were going on that undefeated streak. And then, of course, as Tommy said, Boise. There was many years where there were a lot of great Boise powerhouse schools, but you only had two teams making the title game or had a chance at the title game. And then, of course, we've gone to 4 and now 12, but now Boise's back into that kind of very top echelon of schools again. So it's kind of cool to see them actually get a chance for a national title, for where a lot of times they would go undefeated and be shut out just because they weren't one of the big dogs. So those are the kind of the two teams I'm looking at, and I wouldn't mind seeing Oregon with a national title either, just because it's kind of a new team in there. Though the joke of their field displaying all their national titles would be, no longer a joke if they win the Natty, but those are the guys I'm looking at in the playoffs.
Do you remember when they went to the made the push to four and people were pushing for four? There were people naive enough to say that Boise would be included at the time. I remember thinking,
Yeah.
no, there's no way. Do you remember that? That's always makes me
Yeah.
think people push for more. I'm more of a traditionalist.
They would throw a one-loss SEC school in there ahead of them.
Yes, I just remember thinking, like, there's no way you people believe this. Like,
Yeah.
I was never a big fan of it. I'm not even a fan of the 12 or 14 we're headed to. If it's not my favorite team in there, I usually want chaos or small schools. So, like, I want the four small ones, Boise,
SMU,
Arizona
baby.
State, SMU, and Indiana. Those are the four I'll be cheering for the loudest.
Yeah.
I'm go ahead.
Who do you guys got for Heisman?
I think Hunter will win, but I would like to see Jenty win it, but I think Hunter will win.
I honestly think Ginty will win it. I mean, what he's done this year is impressive. Obviously, Hunter, he's got a lot of hype around him, and obviously he's had a great year too. But to me, Ginty is just kind of carried away from everything, and I mean that, pun intended, I guess.
Yeah, with Hunter being a two-way player, it's impressive, but at the
It's
same
very impressive,
time,
yeah.
he's not leading them to a playoff, where Genty's leading them to a playoff bye. I think the performance that he just continues to put out game after game, while Travis Hunter was a gigantic favorite in the Heisman race 2, 3 weeks ago, I'd like to see those odds now, because I think it's very tightened up again. And I think just the fact that he has led them to a playoff bye basically on his back. I mean, I don't think it's hard to argue that he's doing, they're basically getting carried on Genty's back here.
You know what they want to do. I mean, it's simple. You know what they want to do.
Yeah,
Nobody be able to
that's all
stop
you got to
it.
do is you just got to
Yeah.
stop that one
Yeah,
thing.
that's
Yeah,
simple.
they put eight or nine guys in the box and they still can't stop them.
Yeah.
So I hope that they look at the facts and not the smoke and mirrors, and go with Genty.
I do wonder if maybe Sajur and Hunter split the vote some. Because I, when you, and this is my opinion, when you look at it, if you took Hunter off the team, Colorado loses a few games. If you take Sajur off the team, I think they lose almost every game. Like, I really think he should be considered more than maybe even Hunter in some regards. I think he's the guy who makes it run.
Yeah.
Hunter is the over the top guy, so to speak. Like, he's the icing on the cake. But if
Yeah.
Shakur would get injured, that season's over. Whereas if Hunter gets banged up, I think they can fight through it. They have enough guys to fight through it. And
Yeah.
imagine if they had Jenty on Colorado. If you switched Hunter and Jenty off the two rosters, I don't think Colorado loses the game because they need that running attack. They don't have, that's the one thing they really don't have in Colorado.
Yeah.
Boise, if you took Jenty off, do they make a bowl? And you put Hunter there, do they make a bowl? I mean, maybe make a
Yeah, do
bowl, but I don't think they do much
yeah.
more than that.
Right. 2 days ago, Travis Hunter was -2,500, where Genty was +1,000. That's just 2 days ago. So the betting line is really still very skewed in favor of Hunter.
I that's another one of those things we talked about, leading off the show to go full circle here. It seemed like the playoff stuff with the media, week 11 on became them like pushing what the field needed to be. It seemed like this year with the Heisman around week five or six is like when they came up the field, the media basically said it's going to be Hunter, it's going to be Jenty, it's going to be Cam Ward, it's going to be forgetting who the fourth one. It seemed like from that week on, the media pushed these are the guys, these are the guys, and it's like there's a lot of football to be played. And I
Yeah, they
don't.
did that with Shador last year when they went 4-0 or whatever to start.
Yeah, 2-0. I know what you're saying, but
Or 2-0.
and
Oh, yeah,
I.
it was 2-0. Yeah. Felt like 4-0 the way they were talking about him.
So I think that doesn't help because the media shoved that narrative so much that those are the guys who need to be in the field and Tonter needs to be the winner. And it's like he's a great player, but I feel like the media kind of pushes people in certain directions to have certain opinions. So that's why my money's on Hunter to win it. With that, we'll wrap up this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Everyone, thanks for checking us out. We'll be back soon, hopefully with word on a major title update. We'll be back to talk about it. If so, if not, we'll be back soon, maybe talking about some game feedback. For Tommy and JB, I'm CDJ. Everyone, thanks again for checking out this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast.